The health insurance industry wants to keep a pro-cloning ad off the TV screen. It's not the message they object to, but the messengers. Maybe you remember the Harry and Louise ads from the early 90s. They were a typical suburban American couple at a kitchen table chewing over the day's political issues. The Health Insurance Association of America paid for those ads and says it owns the characters. But as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, Harry and Louise have taken on a new sponsor and a new topic to chat about.
Think back to 1994 and President Bill Clinton's plan to reform the healthcare system.
Well, I'm glad the president's doing something about healthcare reform.
He's right. We need it.
But some of these details.
The fictional couple Harry and Louise sit at their kitchen table scanning the newspaper and chatting about Clinton's healthcare reform plan. What's important is not so much what they say, but how they feel.
The government caps how much the country can spend on healthcare and says, that's it.
So, what if our health plan runs out of money?
There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way.
These ads were designed for a private health insurance industry group to help sway public opinion against Clinton's plan. They were not the first issue ads, but they were by far the most effective. Rather than try to shoot down one side of a political argument, Harry and Louise were able to describe a vague discomfort with healthcare reform proposals. And the ads worked. Clinton's proposals died after public opinion turned against them, and private lobbying groups saw just how effective issue ads could be. Maybe that's why the ad agency that created the campaign is bringing Harry and Louise back. The couple is still talking politics in the kitchen, but now the topic has changed.
What's with this stem cell research debate?
A lot of people in Congress have their facts confused.
Well, I'm shocked.
The group funding the ads is Citizens United for Research in Science and Ethics Now. It's a pro-stem cell research lobbying group founded by Hollywood producers whose children have diabetes.
One bill puts scientists in jail for working to cure our niece's diabetes.
So, cure cancer, go to jail.
The new ads target President Bush's proposed legislation that would ban all cloning of human embryos, including those for research. The Harry and Louise ads try to convey a distinction between cloning in order to make a new human being and cloning in order to obtain stem cells for research.
What, is it cloning?
No, it uses an unfertilized egg and a skin cell.
So it's not making babies?
Just life-saving cures.
And for that, we go to jail.
The new Harry and Louise ads are similar to the first ones in that they target one of the pet proposals of a sitting president. They also sow a similar doubt in people's minds, the suggestion of a dark future with a heavy-handed government. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.